standing in the door, I could see the lights on a drop zone. And I had assumed that was our drop zone way in the, ahead of us. And so that we had the red light. I had everybody standing up, ready to jump. So when the plane started to get hit, and suddenly the pilot gives me the green light, I'm out the door immediately.
Got such an opening blast from the, or opening shot from the prop blast, that it broke this chin strap that we had on this helmet liner, and that's when I lost this famous leg bag that everybody talks about, just from the shock of the opening. It just flew right off my foot.
We came from the sky, we hit, and in any direction you went, there would be enemy. You knew it. And that was all part of what you accepted.
How do you prepare yourself? Mentally? Each man must do that himself. Each man must prepare himself mentally to make that jump.
In the back of your mind, you wonder what's going to happen and all that. You know, you've been trained and trained and trained, and what your job is going to be, and what you're supposed to do, and that's what you've got to think about. You know, and we lost a lot of people that night, but you try to put it all on your mind.
command us to correct the flytrooper. I say Flash. You say Thunder.
Yes, sir. Thunder, sir.
Use that back.
Halt? Sir, it's Halt, sir. I was on the basketball team.
Leg back.
Prop last, got it, sir. And my radio and batteries with it.
Mine too. Land us somewhere behind those trees. Okay. Follow me.
That means one of us is in the wrong drop zone, sir.
Yeah, or both of us.
Do you have a weapon, sir?
Just my knife.
Do you have any idea where we are, sir?
Some.
Tell your radio, man.
Yes, sir. Well, I was until I lost my radio on the jump. I'm sure I'll get chewed out for that.
Well, if you were in my platoon, I'd tell you you were a rifleman first, a radio man second.
Well, maybe you could tell that to my platoon leader when we find him. If we find him.
It's a deal. First, I need your help. Locate some landmarks to get our bearings. Keep your eyes peeled for buildings, farmhouses, bridges, roads, trees.
I wonder if the rest of them are as lost as we are.
We're not lost, Brian. We're in Normandy.
Lieutenant Winters? Is that you?
Any weapon?
No, sir. As soon as I hit that prop blast, a long leg back, all I got is this knife and some TNT. These 82nd boys got there in Montreal.
Oh, man, 82nd? Where the hell are we?
Sir, I saw a sign back that way. It said San Merrick Lees.
Flashlight. Raincoat?
You got a raincoat?
Yeah.
About 7 kilometers away from our objective. I'm 4 hours away from when we need to have it secured. So, we got a lot of walking ahead of us. You men will stick with us until we find your unit.
Let's go.
Hey, Sarge, where are we going?
Causeway number 2, Utah Beach. The Germans flooded the fields inland. We don't clear those routes, our boys ain't going nowhere.
I was thinking of securing the road. Remember, we don't even have a weapon.
I don't remember hearing about any railroads near our objective.
I'm telling you, this is the spur line that runs parallel to the river. We should be coming up to a road and bridge ahead.
Yeah, how would you know?
Because they study sand hills, right?
Probably a friggin' train or...
Shh. Flash.
Thunder.
Lieutenant, are you?
Marky?
Sir?
Glad to see you, sir.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, everybody okay?
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Nice to see you, guys.
Keep moving.
Garnier, sir. You and Hall up front.
The hell is Hall?
Okay?
Sir.
Next time I say wait for my command, you wait for my command, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Here you go, Lieutenant. Kraut weapon.
Fine, Quaker.
What's that guy's problem?
Gonorrhea.
Really?
His name, dummy. Garnier. Gonorrhea, get it?
So besides having a shitty name, what's his problem?
None of your fucking business, cowboy.
All right, let's move out.
Sir.
Quietly.
He just sat there.
He didn't have a weapon. What's he gonna do, shout at him?
Shout at me for killing Krauts.
He just wanted you to wait for his command.
Joe, he don't even drink.
Anybody need supplies or ammo, now's the time to get it.
McDowell, you okay?
Yes, Sergeant.
Well, let's go.
Hey, I promised my kid brother I'd fetch him back a Luger. So I got first dibs, okay? Check that one.
the Navy.
The landings have started. Let's go.
Move it out.
Right on time.
Yeah, tell that to him, cowboy.
My name's Hall.
That's so. Let's move out.
He's just gonna learn to return his fire, is all.
Just gotta realize it ain't about you.
I just heard his brother.
Malarkey, shut your yap.
His brother got it at a casino. Found out before we jumped.
Morning, sir. Italian sure will be happy to see you guys.
Where?
At the farm, sir.
Happy morning to you, fellows. Enjoying the war?
Where are you from, son?
Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene? You gotta be kidding me. Popeye, you hear this? I'm from Astoria.
You don't say?
Yeah. Orange Street. What gives? What are you doing in a Kraut uniform?
Volksdeutsche.
Come again?
My family answered the call.
All true Aryans should return to the fatherland. Join up to 41.
You're shitting me, right?
Hey, Malarkey! Stop fraternizing with the enemy! Get over here!
What got you to Eugene?
I was born in Eugene.
Popeye! See Herring!
Carry on.
Oh, easy company!
And this here's Hall.
Able company.
Hall. Known as Cowboy. From Texas?
Manhattan.
What's going on?
What's the holdup?
Not sure. I will get your tenants. Got something to do with that.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, Dick.
Can't get to him, Buck.
What's the situation?
Not good. 90% of the men are still unaccounted for.
Lieutenant Mia?
No one's seen him, or anyone from this plane. You know, if he is missing, wouldn't that put you in line to be the next commander of Easy?
Hey, Lieutenant Spears.
How many men of Dog Company got assembled?
Handful, maybe 20.
You the only officer that made it?
So far. Still waiting for orders.
You got some cigarettes?
Yeah.
Hey, keep the pack.
Yeah, so I was in the plant in 39.
That's when I was at Monarch tooling propeller shafts. No kidding. What are the chances of that, huh? You and me, 100 miles from each other, working at practically the same job. Jeez.
Hey, Malark! We're waiting on you!
Yeah, I'm coming! I gotta run. I'll see you around.
Yeah. See you around.
Cigarette?
There you go.
Something my fire. Danke.
Danke.
Thank you.
Shit.
Easy company? Easy? Hey, any of you guys know where Easy Company is? You see Lieutenant Meehan?
No, not yet.
Well, Major Sprayer wants Easy Company CO up front.
Well, I guess that means you, Dick.
Come on,
son of a bitch.
Hey, Malak, where's the best chow? In Berlin.
The MGs?
I'd say right around here, sir. I can't be sure.
There's some Kraut 88s up ahead. Up ahead and to the right about what? 300 yards? Up through those gardens. Now, they're right between us and Causeway number 2. Firing onto the boys landing at Utah. Think Easy can handle it?
Yes, sir.
My guess is they're doing some terrible damage there.
ADH we've been hearing have been spotted in a field down the road a ways. Major Strand wants to take him out. There are two guns that we know of firing on Utah Beach. We plan on a third and a fourth here and here. The Germans are in the trenches with access to the entire battery and with machine gun cover in the rear. We'll establish a base of fire and move under it hard and fast with two squads of three.
How many crowds do you think we're facing?
No idea.
No idea.
We'll take some TNT along with us. To spike the guns. Lipton, your responsibility?
Yes, sir.
Liebgott, you'll take the first machine gun. With Petty, A. Gunner. Plesha, Hendricks, you take the other. Who does that leave? Compton, Malarkey, Toy, Garnier. Okay. We'll be making the main assault. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, let's pack it up, boys.
Shouldn't you be outside with the other Able Company guys?
See you around, all.
Lipton, when you see we captured the first gun, I want you and your TNT as fast as possible.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just weapons and ammo. Drop everything else. Got any spare ammo in a pack or a musette bag? Bring it along.
Lieutenant, sir? I was wondering, sir, you need an extra hand?
Ain't you Sink's Jeep driver?
So?
Oh, shit.
What's your name, trooper? Lorraine, sir.
You're with me, Lorraine. Captain, second squad.
Yes, sir.
All right, you heard the word. Let's move, let's move.
Envelop right, give covering fire. Lorraine, on the machine gun. Don't give away your position until you have to. I want that TNT as soon as you see we've captured the first gun. Go.
Stop!
Jeep Cherokee.
Shit! I'm sorry, sir. I screwed up.
One lucky bastard, Joe!
Go in there, Malarkey, Louise! Turn that gun! Got you, cover and fire!
Where you hit, Pop?
I can't believe I fucked up my ass, sir.
Your ass? Oh, shit.
Pop, how bad is it?
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to fuck up. I don't think it's too bad.
Think you can make it back yourself?
I think so, sir.
Let's move out.
All right, here we go. Okay. Drop your weapon, Pop. Drop it.
Come on.
1, 2, 3. Get down, Dick. Get down. Come on, get down. 1 o'clock. Grenade. Toy. Let's go. Get out of there. Get out of there. Toy. Go.
Jesus Christ. Fucking twice. Grenades first, then keep going. Go!
Right.
Nick Schiessen! He got turned back from there!
Shut up!
Nick Schiessen! No make sense!
Nick Schiessen!
Nick Schiessen! He got turned back from there! No, make that. Been a notice to
stay down.
Come on, Jay.
All right, cover for me.
Must be doing something right. Look. God, I'm so confused. They're firing on the third gun.
We better blow this thing before they figure out what the hell's happened.
I'm going to go and see what's keeping lifted.
All right.
Toy, come here, Lieutenant.
Christ!
Malarkey!
Now you stop firing! Beautiful!
Shit!
Christ, they must think he's a medic or something!
You're gonna need a goddamn medic!
Okay.
Malarkey! You friggin' Luger! You want us to go get it for you, you stupid Mick?
First, let's do with that TNT!
Don't know, sir!
You'll be alright, Popeye.
I'm sorry, I messed up, Lip.
I'll be sorry.
It's odd?
Yeah.
You think this is a ticket home?
Maybe.
Shit, I just got here.
Jimmy Trap, gonorrhea.
It's all right there, kid.
Jesus, you got a whole crush of food out there.
Probably more, Captain.
Need help?
I need arrows, sir.
Lots of it.
And TNT.
I've got TNT, sir.
Good job, Friday.
Slasher! Covering fire! Third gun here! Lorraine, grab some more of those potato mashers and follow me! Lock it! All you two, go!
Soon find out, Dick. Malarkey, let's go! Toy, cover!
Okay, Hall.
Keep your head down! Hall! Keep your TNT!
Sir, we disabled them and pulled out. I figure there's maybe 40 or so crowds still manning three MG-42s to the rear. Hey, Popeye?
40?
Yes, sir. We killed maybe around 20, so... yeah, probably there's 40 left. I think we need artillery or maybe mortars might do the job.
Thank you.
By nightfall, 2nd Battalion had secured St. Marie Dumont, and elements of the 4th Division were beginning to move men and material inland. Most of the 101st Airborne, including Easy Company, was still scattered all over Normandy, and the success of the invasion was far from certain. We had an hour to rest and scrounge whatever food we could before we had to move south and secure the town of Coulterville.
Jesus! Let me out of here.
Light discipline. Garnier, close that flap.
Let the crowds cook their own goddamn food.
How we doing, Malark?
We're doing good.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Hell do you know about cooking? You're Irish.
Sir, if you have a reservation someplace else,
I'd be happy to go with you.
Thank you.
Christ, give me some air.
Oh, God.
Evening.
Hello, sir.
Something dying here?
Sir, Malarkey's ass.
Any word on Lieutenant Meehan yet, sir?
No, not yet.
Don't that make you our commanding officer, sir?
Yeah, it does. Sir.
Joe, the lieutenant, don't drink.
It's been a day of first. Don't you think, Garnier?
Yes, sir.
Carry on.
Right, sir.
Oh, Sergeant?
Sir.
I'm not a Quaker.
Even Mike Gaster County is probably a Mennonite.
What's a Mennonite?
Hey! Dick!
Hey, wait up!
What?
You know that map you found? That had every crowd gun in Normandy on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Don't ever get a cat. What's on your mind?
I lost a man today. Hall. Thanks. A John Hall, New Yorker. Got killed today at Bray Corps.
I never knew him.
Yeah, you did? Radio op, 506 basketball team, Able Company. He's a good man.
Man.
Not even old enough to buy a beer. Not hungry.
Hey, Dick. I sent that map up to division. I think it's gonna do some good.
That night, I took time to thank God for seeing me through that day of days and prayed I would make it through D+1. And if somehow I managed to get home again, I promised God and myself that I would find a quiet piece of land someplace and spend the rest of my life in peace.